Hello and welcome back to Money Control's Coronavirus Essential Podcast. I'm your host, Shraddha Sharma, and let's start with all the news around a COVID-19 vaccine. Russia has signed more deals with India to make 300 million Sputnik V vaccines. So as per reports, India is the world's biggest vaccine maker and its pharmaceutical industry is freeing up capacity and accelerating investments ahead of the global rush for COVID-19 shots. And India will produce about 300 million doses of Russia's Sputnik V coronavirus vaccine next year, a Russian official has quoted saying. And we know Sputnik V is being manufactured by Russia's Gamaleya Institute. And nearly three times the previously known numbers in terms of deals have been signed with more manufacturers. Apart from that, US FDA panel recommends emergency use of Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. We know Pfizer was approved before this. Now the panel of independent experts have advised the US FDA, which recommended the emergency use of Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine. The panel recommendations are in favor of the vaccine, will set a stage for the rollout of the second COVID vaccine in the US now after Pfizer and BioNTech vaccine. Oxford has said that its candidate has good immune response with two-dose regime as per Reuters. So basically, Oxford vaccine candidate, which has been licensed to AstraZeneca, has published interim late-stage trial results showing higher efficacy when half dose is followed by a full dose. You know, it is a full dose regime where one, after one shot, the other shot has to be taken, though more work is needed to confirm the result. But as of now, this has been confirmed that, you know, half dose booster has to be followed by a full dose. With that, let's move on to updates from India. COVID-19 vaccine is voluntary as per the health ministry. The healthcare workers and the frontline workers, the second group will be followed by people over the age of 50, and then it'll be followed by people under the age of 50 years, but with comorbid conditions. So these will be, phase one people in terms of getting a COVID vaccine. But Health Ministry has said that vaccination against the coronavirus disease as part of national vaccination drive is voluntary. So basically, as per the government document, vaccine is voluntary. It is advisable to receive the complete schedule of COVID-19 vaccine for protecting oneself against it and also to limit the spread, including to close contacts like family members and friends. This is what we know from a government document. Apart from that, healthcare and frontline workers will be vaccinated in the initial phase. As I already said, this is also, an update by the health ministry. It will be followed by people who are older than 50 years that will be, vaccinated in this phase. State governments may avail bank guarantees to buy COVID-19 vaccine doses. So Union Health Minister Harshvardhan has previously said that the center actually plans to vaccinate around 25 to 30 crore people by July, August 2021. And now the center has suggested to use bank guarantees. This has been suggested to the states in order to, help fund purchase doses of COVID-19 vaccines. Indian Railways expect to earn rupees 38,000 crore less in FY21 passenger revenue. So we know the impact of the coronavirus pandemic has been severe on the revenues of Indian Railways. The Railways is actually only expected to earn rupees 15,000 crore in this financial year compared to rupees 53,000 crore in FY20. So this has been the difference. Apart from that, government is now, government to clear at least 90% of exporters' duty drawback claims within 3 days. So the center has reduced the time frame for processing of duty drawback claims to 3 days from 7 days. The decision is expected to help improve cash flows of exporters. This is the revised rule because at least 90% of the duty drawback claim of an exporter will have to be credited within that specified time frame. And government's decision basically comes after exporters complained of cash crunch due to the COVID-19 pandemic, as per reports. And 28.32 lakh domestic air passengers in August, and that is actually 76% lower than in August 2019. So that's a comparison to the previous year as per DGCA. So the occupancy rate in SpiceJet was 76% in August as per the regulator. However, the occupancy rate for other major airlines like Vistara, Indigo, Air India, Go Air stood at 68.3%, 65%, you know, between 58 to 68% as per the regulator. So we are talking about 28.32 lakh domestic passengers who traveled by air in August this year. That is a major drop. So with that, let's move on to the global updates. WHO has warned to stay home over Christmas. There are fears of COVID spread over Christmas and New Year's. And now in the US alone, one in every five state and federal prisoner in the US has tested positive for the coronavirus. This is a rate that is, you know, more than four times higher than the general population. So US is seeing a wave. So as a precautionary measure, you know, this has been suggested. And if we talk about, you know, world tourism, COVID has actually shrank world tourism to the 1990 levels as per report. So that's some major, major fall that we are looking at. Also, new coronavirus strain is making wave in the UK. Has it been detected in India? What does it mean for COVID-19 vaccine? Read all about it in detail on the MC website and app. But British scientists have now, you know, are saying, and they are trying to establish whether the rapid spread that, you know, the southern England is seeing because of this new variant of coronavirus, has this caused the spread? Is it linked to the key mutations that they have detected in the strain responsible for this new wave? So, this new mutated variant of coronavirus that was discovered in the UK has been raising questions about the spread and nature. Has it made the spread more massive? But as per news agency Reuters, efforts are underway to confirm whether or not any of these mutations are, you know, contributing to increased, you know, whether or not the increased transmission can be attributed to this new strain. And with that, Brazil daily COVID-19 deaths have risen across 1,000 as Supreme Court opened doors to mandatory vaccines. And also 1 year on, so it has been 1 year since the COVID-19, the novel coronavirus was detected in the epicenter Wuhan. It has relearned to party, and the city has actually opened up the province, the Hubei province has come back to life. Meanwhile, China plans to vaccinate 50 million people by Lunar New Year. Lunar New Year was the time when, you know, after which the spread of the coronavirus increased last year. With that, study sheds light on immunity transfer from COVID-19 positive mothers to babies. So there are a lot of questions around, will children be able to get COVID-19 vaccine? So as per reports, not until there is enough data from studies in different age groups, you know, which will stretch well into the next year. So right now we do not know. The Pfizer vaccine that was authorized in the US is for people, you know, who are 16 years and older. So testing that began in October in children, you know, children were as young as 12 years, is expected to take several months. You know, before FDA actually have an answer as to well, if we have enough data to allow emergency use in this younger age group, and depending on the results, younger children may be enrolled for study as well. And with that, we are seeing oil retreat from 9-month high as COVID-19 cases are seeing a surge. It is stroking demand, as you know, because around the COVID-19 fears. So they eased today, but stayed within the touching distance of 9-month high when we talk about the oil prices. We are seeing in the previous session, COVID-19 cases actually weighed on fuel demand and the US lawmakers battle over a $900 billion economic stimulus package in the US. With that, it's a wrap on this edition of the Coronavirus Essential podcast. But before that, let me give you a quick trivia. Vaccine hesitancy has actually risen in India from 59% to 69% as per a Local Circles survey. So that is how many people are now, you know, hesitant about taking a COVID-19 vaccine. So this study was conducted by Local Circles on 18,000 people that showed, you know, the hesitancy to get a COVID-19 vaccine shot has increased in December. And the side effects, the efficacy of the vaccine and, you know, consistent reduction in the COVID cases are some of the major reasons because of the change in this rate in the respondents. So with that, I'm wrapping up this edition, but see you on Monday. Thanks for tuning in today.